This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I'm more convinced than ever that America is headed for a civil war. And I do mean a kinetic war, an actual blood spilled in the streets kind of war. And it's very sad to come to this conclusion, but you can't avoid it if you watch the total insanity of the mindless left and some of the latest things that they've come up with. I mean, not only are they flag burners who hate America, they hate the American flag, they hate the Constitution, they hate the Founding Fathers, they hate white people, they hate masculinity, they hate soldiers and veterans. I mean, the list just goes on and on. They hate firearms and the Second Amendment. They hate free speech. They're not tolerant. They're actually intolerant of anyone who doesn't agree with them. I mean, it's the left, the people on the left who are the bigots, the racists, the intolerant, mindless sheeple, obedient, thought-controlled zombies, indoctrinated mounds of shivering, just nonsense. They have nothing. They hate facts, and they keep spouting alternative facts to each other. We'll use that phrase against them. You see, they have their own alternative facts, and they just keep spouting them back and forth until they believe they're true. And they're all lies. And the left is so mentally unhinged at this point that it's become obvious to me in just the last week that there's no way to reason with them. There's no middle ground with them. Sadly, you can't have a rational discussion with them. It's impossible because they aren't interested in reason or history or law. I mean, just their abandonment of law is astonishing. Look at their sanctuary cities policy. You realize what a sanctuary city really is? It's a place where the mayor or the governor or whoever's declared the sanctuary zone, sometimes there are sanctuary counties, they say that if there is someone in their custody who has committed a murder or a rape or another serious violent crime, if that person is wanted by the feds, they won't turn them over if they are an illegal alien, which they call an undocumented citizen. So if you're a legal American citizen, you know, if you're an American, you're going to get turned over to the feds for killing people if you're a murderer. But if you're an illegal citizen, you are protected. Now, what the hell? Where does that logic come from? That if you're in the country illegally, you are protected from being prosecuted for committing murder and rape and violence and who knows what, kidnapping? All these crimes are being protected if you're illegal. This is the left. This is the sanctuary city policy. It's absolutely insane. And the people who support these policies, frankly, I'm going to say this on the record, that President Trump should go in and literally arrest every governor, every mayor, every sheriff, every city council member who is deliberately declaring a sanctuary city or sanctuary policy to protect those who are guilty of serious violent crimes. There's no other way to handle this. You really got to take armed federal agents into these places and march these people out in handcuffs. That's the way to handle this. And believe me, America would cheer. Well, except the left, who would go berserk and go crazy. Their heads would explode. They would post more celebrity videos of singing and whining and crying and threatening and burning more flags. And frankly, if you get caught burning an American flag, you should have your citizenship revoked. So that's another thing that we should do. Anybody who deliberately burns an American flag, it's your right to free speech, but obviously you don't want to be an American, so we should just revoke your citizenship, send you to the other country of your choice if anybody will take you. Maybe Cuba, maybe North Korea, maybe communist China, but I doubt it. They don't want American cry bullies and whining snowflake safe space babies. Nobody wants you if you're that kind of person. We got to start getting tough in America with supporting law and order and the Constitution and standing up for sanity and reason in just areas of basic civility. If you're going to protect violent criminals, then you are a criminal. I mean, these mayors should be charged with conspiracy to harbor a felon. I mean, that's already a crime on the books, isn't it? That's already a crime. If you harbor and aid and abet a wanted criminal, don't you get charged with a crime as well? Yeah, the answer is yes. So let's just charge these mayors with aiding and abetting criminal felons. It's very simple. You don't have to make new laws for this. You just enforce the laws that are already there. Which brings me to the border. It's not a new thing to say that you should control your border. You know, all these liberals who are pulling their hair out over Donald Trump winning the election, they try to immigrate to Canada, and Canada says, no, we're not going to let you because we have strict border control and we don't want crazy people like you. And they can't believe that Canada has borders. Turns out every country has borders. Every country, to some extent, enforces its borders, and yet they want the United States to be the only country in the world that has no enforcement whatsoever, and i.e. no sovereignty, so that anyone can just march in. And Hillary Clinton wanted to give all the illegals free healthcare coverage, too. They were going to have free Obamacare for the illegals. So you could just walk in, you could get healthcare, you could get a driver's license, you could vote in the elections, of course, vote for Democrats if you're illegal. You just start getting all these entitlements and handouts, just having more babies, and then sending them to the public school system and the hospitals, and everything's paid for by the taxpayers, and the state collapses. That's what the Democrats actually want. They want to rule as tyrants, the politically elite, wealthy tyrants, over an impoverished class in a collapsed third world nation. This is the ultimate goal of all leftists. They want to be like Kim Jong-un in North Korea. They want to be like Castro. They loved Castro. They thought he was great. You know, the guy who ran around assassinating his political enemies, right? Just killing the children of his political enemies and throwing them in prison and having them tortured in gulags and so on. The left thought that was awesome because that's the kind of people they are. They have no ethics or morals. They love tyrannies. They love big government. They love police states, especially totalitarian, fascism-oriented police states. They love Marxism and statism and collectivism. And so no wonder they don't like anyone to enforce actual law. No wonder they don't like borders. No wonder they don't like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. No wonder they are such a danger to the rest of America. And this is really the point of this podcast. The political left is extremely dangerous to liberty, dangerous to our nation, dangerous to our future. There is no greater danger in our world right now than collectivism. It doesn't even compare. I mean, sometimes I talk about the dangers of mercury and vaccines, or I talk about the dangers of glyphosate in the food supply, or I talk about dangers of lead in water. You know, because I'm a scientist. I run a forensic food laboratory. I look at levels of contaminants in food and water and so on. Those dangers are significant, but they pale in comparison to the danger of collectivism and unbridled leftism, liberalism, fascism, socialism, communism, statism. Those are the real dangers to us all, because statists, leftists, they are violent, they are deranged, they are mentally ill, they are unhinged. They literally want to kill everyone who doesn't agree with them. And they call themselves the tolerant ones. They don't understand what tolerance is. They don't even understand what diversity is. They think diversity means agreeing with everything they say, and all people obediently have the exact same ideas and thoughts and speech and language. To them, that's diversity. Oh, as long as there's a person with dark skin color in that group of obedient sheeple, then they say it's diverse. It's not diversity. That's obedience, blind obedience, stupid obedience. Diversity is diversity of thoughts, ideas, belief systems, different perceptions, different conclusions, different theories, different ideas about how to express your experience in the world. That's real diversity. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. And yet the left can't grasp that because they're mentally deranged. And I'm working on a theory right now, by the way. I'm starting to think, I'm seeing so much insanity on the left. I'm really literally starting to wonder, as a scientist, if there is some common source of poisoning in the cities in America that's poisoning the minds of all these people, because they are not rational at any level. And you have to wonder, why is it that the people in the cities especially have all gone, well, not all, but on the left, they've gone insane? Is there something in the water, literally? Is there something in the air? Is there some kind of frequency? You know, sounds like a Batman villain show from the 1970s, you know, some evil mastermind broadcasting some frequency over the city. But what if there were some element of that that actually did exist that was mass poisoning the populations in the cities? Because it's the people in the cities who tend to be these crazy, unhinged leftists. And it's almost like the bigger the city, the more crazy they become. You talk to people who live out in the country, and they're a lot more sane and stable and rational and reasonable. They may not agree with you on everything, but they're not crazy, freaking nuts, you know, like the city people. I'm actually starting to wonder, maybe there's something hormonally happening. Maybe there's heavy metals poisoning. Maybe there's something in the water. Maybe there's something in the cell towers. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not saying that any of these are proven explanations. I'm just wondering out loud, could there be some common thread? Because it's happened before, let's face it, right? The Roman civilization, they built the water aqueducts to deliver the water supply. They built those out of lead. Well, I mean, there was lead lining in the aqueducts. The aqueducts themselves were stone, of course, but there was lead lining inside the aqueducts, because lead is very malleable. It's a very easy metal to work with simple tools. You can hammer it into any shape you want. Well, lead poisons the brain, drives you crazy, makes you mad, and so does mercury. Well, there was lead in the water supply in Flint, Michigan, and I've recently learned that there's, I think, like 1 million miles of lead pipe serving the major cities of America. Is it possible that the city dwellers in America have all suffered massive lead poisoning? Is that possible? I'm not saying it's true. I don't know. I'm just asking the question. Wouldn't that be something to check out? Because we know there's been lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, up to 100 parts per million. That's enough to literally make you mad. Could it be happening elsewhere? What about mercury? We know there's mercury from coal-fired power plants, but there's also mercury in flu shots. We know there's mercury in dental fillings. Could mercury have something to do with this? That's a known neurotoxin. What about mercury and lead in combination? Could a little bit of exposure from each of those have an aggregate cumulative effect that is larger than the sum of its parts? Could a little bit of mercury, in other words, plus a little bit of lead result in an explosion in neurotoxicity? Is that possible? Maybe. Something worth investigating, isn't it? I got to think there's some explanation behind the madness that we're seeing. The people like Shia LaBeouf, if that's how you pronounce his name, I don't even know, and Madonna, and Ashley Judd, I mean, they've lost it. They're clinically insane at this point. It's like they need to be taken away in a straitjacket and put in padded rooms for observation. I mean, they're really insane. Maybe it's not their fault. Maybe they're all victims of some kind of mass chemical poisoning, which means that if we stop the poisoning, they could snap out of it and regain their senses and go, oh yeah, we're Americans. Let's protect America's borders. Let's be sane. So this is a working theory, and I wanted to share it with you on this podcast because I think it's really important. Civilizations have collapsed before based on mass poisoning. It wouldn't be the first time this has ever happened. And we've got a lot of chemicals today that have never existed in the history of human civilization. And it just seems like perhaps there's some common thread that makes people insane enough to move to the political left, because the political left is sort of a magnet for mental insanity and instability and just irrationality, emotionally driven, nonsensical arguments. They go to the left. You know, the people who tend to go to the right are those who are just sort of more logical, more matter of fact. They've got an accounting ledger. You know, here's expenditures, revenues, incomes, debt, payments on the interest, whatever. That's more conservative. They're sort of step by step. They're principled. They have principles that they apply universally to different things, whereas the people on the left have no principles. They just have emotional arguments. That's it. It's all emotion, and they have no underlying principles that apply universally. to the issues that are important to them. And so I really suspect we're suffering some kind of modern madness, maybe after the collapse of this civilization, and then in the future, some future advanced civilization engages in some archaeological digs to find out what happened to this civilization. Like, what caused it to collapse? And they'll find some poisoning chemical or element or something that's like, oh my God, that was in all the water and it was in all the food and it drove the population mad and the whole system collapsed. You know, it's like, we might be in a museum one day or the remnants of our civilization might be in a museum one day and they say, look how crazy these people were. Yeah, it was totally insane. And they were called liberals, by the way. And they destroyed everything. And they were full of hatred and they were full of contradiction. And they would burn other people's books while calling them Nazis. And they would run around and just act like complete lunatics and then claim that they're the ones who are sane and rational. It, you know, it could be an interesting little museum visit in future society. But I think we should really take this seriously. And it doesn't have to be chemical. It doesn't have to be a heavy metal. It could be energetic. It could be broadcast frequencies. It could be cell towers or perhaps Wi-Fi or mobile phones. And again, I'm not saying that this is the case right now. I'm not saying that I have any proof of this. But there is some interesting evidence pointing in the direction of neurological effects from various frequencies of electromagnetic radiation. You know, if you're in an EMF, electromagnetic field, if you're in any kind of a field, it is affecting you in some way. The only real question is, how severe is that effect? Could it change your moods? Could it change your brain function? Could it change your ideas? Could it cause insanity? Could it change neurological balance? And could these broadcast frequencies be so much more intense in the cities as driving people who live in the cities absolutely freaking insane? And that's why they are now in the streets and their heads are exploding and they're angry and freaking out and they want to chop up babies and they call anyone who's opposed to that like a war on women. We want to be able to chop up little babies in the ninth month, partially born, chop off their heads and sell it for scientific research. This is their argument, and it's insane. It's rooted in complete insanity. So maybe there's a common cause underneath it. Maybe all these people are victims, and maybe one day we'll find out what that cause is. I can only hope. Maybe I'll be involved in the search for this common cause. Maybe my lab will actually play a role in this. I wish I could discover what it is and tell the world and save people from being harmed by this, but I don't know. Where do you even begin? What do you look for? Is it an element? Is it a chemical? Is it an electromagnetic field? Is it a frequency? Is it something we haven't been able to detect yet? Is there a non-material kind of broadcast medium that we haven't discovered yet because we don't have the science for it yet? A non-locality quantum, like some kind of effect that we haven't discovered yet? Who knows? I don't know. All I know is I look around the world and I see more and more people living in cities going completely freaking insane, totally bonkers, and they're all leftists. They're all mad. And they're all like raging lunatics. And then I look at people who support Trump and they're all really bright, intelligent, sane, reasonable, rational. Most of them live out in the country. And they're common sense, level-headed people. I'm like, you know, this is not a difficult distinction to see. And so I'll try to keep you posted if I learn anything more about this theory, this working theory. It's hard to say. You know, science, the history of science is full of startling discoveries of mass poisoning that people at first didn't think could be poisoning the population, like DDT or lead, you know, in Rome, like we already talked about. Who knows? Maybe there's some property of water that is causing madness, but it could just be the lead pipes. Frankly, it could just be a million miles of lead pipe, just lead poisoning the whole population in the cities. That might be the explanation for all we know. In any case, we'll see what happens. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm also the lab science director of CWCLabs.com. And check out my Trump news at trump.news. And also my main website, Natural News, which is at naturalnews.com. And if you're sane and you enjoy this podcast, stay tuned in, because I'm going to keep everybody updated with more podcasts as the first year of Trump continues. See where this goes. It's going to get interesting.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate, an herbicide, and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics. We have morality. We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.